never should settle for the lifetime that is handed to you. There's always a line to be cut and someone to barrel through. And if you should find that you're about to get the short of a stick, take what you want, return what you get.
Switcheroo. Written by Current 521. Read by Nrandom. Summary. Linda's son doesn't look enough like her or her husband. She finds a solution. Author's notes. The prompt this week was crossover, so here we are. I'd try to explain myself, but I have no explanations. Reader's notes. This was recorded for Voice Team 2020 as part of the team The Golden Geese. It was recorded for the challenge first as, somehow, a Very Potter musical fandom doesn't have any podfic yet. Linda Monroe was not an idiot. She'd given birth while her husband was away, thank God. But although the child was blonde, it looked little like either her or her husband. It did look like the man whose name she'd forgotten. Not it. He. Gerald Monroe Jr. Or whatever name he'd end up with. She wasn't keeping him. She just needed a suitable replacement. Which is how Linda Monroe found herself and her son in a dark alley in Clydesdale, across from a dark-haired woman holding a baby. "He's perfect," the woman said, looking at Linda's baby. "Yes, well, they both have to be perfect. Hand him over." She gestured, and the woman handed over her baby to Linda, who was now holding two. She looked at the baby. Blonde, like herself. And although he looked nothing like her either, he did look strangely like her husband. So did this woman, she supposed, in that way that people looked alike when they're essentially just bland. "He'll do," she said, handing her own son over to the woman. "He'll do just fine." The woman took the child and looked at it. "Draco Malfoy," she said, equal parts love and contempt. In the exact same moment, Linda looked at the child she was holding and said, "Gerald Monroe Jr.," with the exact same tone. The two women looked at each other. "My name is Narcissa Malfoy," the stranger said, holding out a hand. "Linda Monroe," Linda said, taking it. "I'm glad to do business with you, Mrs. Malfoy." "Likewise, Mrs. Monroe." Mrs. Malfoy took her hand back. "Oh, one more thing, lest I forget." She took a slender stick out of her pocket and waved it, mumbling a few words in a language that Linda didn't recognize. Linda wasn't entirely sure why she was in an alley with her son. She'd need a replacement child. Or, now that she looked at him, maybe he did look enough like Gerald to keep him. The end. Thank you for listening. Thank you to the author of this fic, Current 521, for allowing me to record this podfic in the first place. If you enjoyed it, please go check them out on their AO3 or on their Tumblr, somewhere that's Ethan Green. If you enjoyed this podfic, I'd love to hear any feedback you have on AO3. Additionally, please go check out the original work for the author and give them some love for their wonderful writing. When I first read this fic, I thought it was just such a hilarious situation that I had to record it. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I did reading it. I also thought that this worked surprisingly well with the idea of take what you want, return what you get, which was kind of hilarious. Thanks for listening!
Take what you want, return what you get!